January 28th, 2023. Halfcast 402, episode 402. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Priest says he briefly died and went to hell. Saw demons singing Rihanna. Fascinating. Can you explain to us how you landed on the bad side of town in the first place? Why you weren't on your way to that deluxe apartment in the sky? A priest claims that he died and briefly visited hell, where he saw demons singing the music of Rihanna. Do you really think they're playing FM radio in hell? No. Stop the cap. It's AM only, and it always sounds like the dial is stuck between two stations. I think I'm starting to get a picture of what got him sent on that trip to the deep south in the first place. The outlandish and entirely believable claim comes from Michigan clergyman Gerald Johnson, who says he briefly died after a 2016 heart attack and went to hell before he came back to life. There were the inmates locked up in Oklahoma. They were secluded and forced to listen to Baby Shark for hours at a time. That was here on Earth. You mean to tell me this guy takes a deep dive and he gets to listen to Rihanna? Something's not adding up, buddy. Put it on your collar. My spirit left my physical body, Johnson explained in a new viral TikTok video. TikTok? You would think this would be something that the Vatican would want to hear firsthand, but somehow I don't think they even got out of bed for this whale of a tale. I thought I was going upward because I thought that I had done so much good in this lifetime and helped so many people and made so many decisions that were godly decisions, apparently not. But as opposed to me going up, I went down. Plot twist. I went literally to the center of the earth. That's where hell is. Really? It sounds to me like he was in a state of near unconsciousness and they were eating BLTs over his body listening to light radio. Top 40 hits. Johnson went on to explain that he wouldn't wish the fate on my worst enemy, Rihanna, though? Really? And revealed some of the indescribable things he claims to have witnessed. They included a man walking on all fours like a dog and getting burned from head to toe. That's Florida on any given weekday. His eyes were bulging, and worse than that, he was wearing chains on his neck. He was like a hellhound. There was a demon holding the chains. Like telepathic communication, I knew that the demon was sending this man's life to ride him from his childhood to his death. If this was truly the nature of what he witnessed when he went to hell, how come he got the discount and only had to listen to pop music? He's comparing his trip to hell to the music that you listen to on your way to work. As for Rihanna's music, Johnson said it was being played alongside Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy. That's like the most feel-good song of all time to punish humans sent to hell. And that's why I don't believe this guy. It just blew me away, the priest said, adding every lyric to every song is to torment you for the fact that you didn't worship God through music when you were on earth. You chose to worship Satan by repeating the lyrics that he inspired to come into the earth. Explaining his eventual return, Johnson added, I lifted up out of hell and I came back on the earth. All I'm picturing is him coming out of his coma and scaring the hell out of some interns that were listening to Sirius XM while he was out. Rihanna is yet to respond to his claims, but we live in hope that she will address them when she headlines the Super Bowl halftime show next month. Fingers crossed. Me, for one, I'm not sold. It sounds like something that happens when you fall asleep with the TV on or with the radio playing and you're in and out and something in the background is playing on your subconscious. Next up. A Portland woman said a gas station employee told her, I don't serve black people. 3 years later, a jury awarded her $1 million in damages. Yeah. Because you can't make them act right, but you can make them wish they did. We're dealing with folks who are still behind the times, been listening to their daddy and their daddy's daddy when they had that one mom and pop store with a Coca-Cola machine at the end of the dirt road. Now you're messing with corporate greed, baby. It's 2023. No dollar gets left unturned. A Portland woman was granted $1 million in damages by a jury this week for suffering racial discrimination during a confrontation at a gas station 3 years ago, according to reports. Rose Wakefield recounted the incident, which she described as painful, in an interview with KGW. She said she went to fill up her tank at Jackson's Food Stores in Washington County, Oregon, in March 2020. While there, she said a gas station employee on site, identified as Nigel Powers, ignored her multiple times. KGW reported, citing court documents. Security footage the local news station viewed showed that Powers then went inside the store to ask another employee for assistance. Before Wakefield left, she said the gas attendant scoffed at her, saying, "I don't serve black people." The outlet reported, "What?" I can picture the owner of the company pulling his hair out, watching those five words cost them $1 million. Be racist on your own time. As long as you're on my clock, you're going to take every dollar that walks through that door. I went to a gas station to get gas and service, and I wasn't served. Wakefield, 63, told KGW, "I was actually humiliated and disrespected. How is that not worth $2 million? After the confrontation, Wakefield reached out to managers about her experience. I can about imagine how that went. But her complaints went unanswered exactly. CBS News reported, her lawyer, Gregory Coffery, alleged that management erased her voicemail about the incident, per reports, and failed to investigate her claim. Sounds about right. The lack of responsible management and the piss-poor attempt to cover it up might be indicative of how they treat black people and people of color in this establishment. It might also be a telltale sign of why this guy felt justified in telling this lady what he told her, because there's an underlying culture of that behavior. The attendant was never questioned by the company about the racist comments and was disciplined only for failing to serve customers in the order of their arrival, a press release from Coffery and McDougal said, adding that Powers was terminated a month later for being on his phone at work. Jackson's Food Stores released a statement following the jury's decision, emphasizing that the company has a zero tolerance policy for discrimination of any kind. I can't tell, according to reports. The company as a whole might have a zero tolerance policy, but it's clear there's a few people in your ranks that don't agree with that policy. And at least one person who's so outspoken about your zero tolerance policy, it cost you $1 million. Management should have checked them on the spot. If management doesn't check it, that's the same as condoning it. The statement later continued, after carefully reviewing all facts and evidence, including video surveillance, we chose to take this matter to trial because we were comfortable, based on our knowledge, that the service-related concern actually reported by the customer was investigated and promptly addressed. The way their legal team is trying to hide behind that jargon doesn't make them look any better at all, because they could have easily owned up to it and said, "Hey, we had a guy, he went off the rails, we got rid of him, he's out of here. Our company doesn't stand for that." Instead, they rather deny any wrongdoing. The phrase, "I don't serve black people," is textbook discrimination. Own up to it. As such, we respectfully disagree. There's nothing respectful about this at all with the jury's ruling, because our knowledge does not align with the verdict. And if I tell you a duck could pull a truck, you fill in the rest. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.